temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
University of Pittsburgh getting a pair of two-year grants from the National Institutes of Health. And the idea for this funding is to support studies on the health effects of environmental contamination, their words, resulting from the train derailment that happened in East Palestine. The hazardous materials that were spilled, all dating back to last February, and these grants total nearly $1 million awarded through the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences program. And we are delighted to be joined right now by Dr. Maureen Lichtfeld, who is the Dean of Pitt's School of Public Health. Dr. Lichtfeld, thank you very much for being here, and congratulations on this funding.
Very nice to be with you, Rick. And yes, we are very pleased with it. But above all, we're very pleased to be able to answer communities' concerns.
How difficult is it to get funding from something like the NIH? Because this has been one of the premier funding sources, and it's been very, very difficult to procure over the years. Why so? Why is it so competitive to get that kind of funding?
It is very competitive because there are thousands of investigators, people just like me, applying. But I'm very proud to say that our School of Public Health at the University of Pittsburgh ranks in the top 10 for NIH funding.
Why so? What is it, because you build groups of researchers with differing areas of expertise that allows you to look at things from sort of a multidisciplinary perspective? Is that part of it?
You should be one of us, Rick. That's exactly why.
I'm not smart enough, other than I can ask questions. I could not be on the other side. Let's put it that way.
We put together transdisciplinary teams every day. And so whether it is a brain derailment or another hazardous substance exposure or air pollution or climate, we put together those teams because we... our family is made up of those teams of this and this.
How often do you get a chance to study something that is so close to where you live and work? Meaning, how often would you have a chance to do a study on something that is an hour away in East Palestine, as opposed to working on something that happened in Seattle or Boston or somewhere in Topeka, Kansas? How often do you get something this close to home?
Unfortunately, we're not very far from Beaver County, where we study air pollution. And so East Palestine is also not very far. But it is important for us to be there. And the special thing about these grants, Rick, is that they're called time-sensitive grants, meaning that they are very close. And yes, it's a year out, but they're very close after an event. And the reason why that is we want to capture what's in the environment, so in the air, in the soil, in the water, in the homes, and we want to capture what's going on in people's bodies at the earliest possible time.
Have samples already been captured with the hopes that you would get this funding? Meaning, did you look at things in July of 2023 to start getting a baseline to be able to compare it? Or did you have to wait until this funding came through?
So some samples have been collected primarily in the environment, but not by us in the people who live around there. But it's not too late because final chloride, one of the main hazardous substances that was spilled, actually can cause adverse health effects, including a special kind of cancer, liver cancer, 20 years out. So we're not too late. We're capturing things as early as possible.
When you put together a proposal, a grant proposal to the NIH, I'm presuming that you are saying to them, this is what we propose to do. Can you give us an understanding of what it is that you have promised that you would do with this money?
Yes. And so for the first grant, we're going to work with the residents, and so they will become scientists too. They will join us in a citizen science community engaged way. We will teach them how to take air samples in their own home, how to take drinking water samples in their own home, and then we will analyze the results. At the same time, we will also collect blood samples from residents, those who we suspect have the highest risk of exposure, and then bank those specimens, analyze some, but bank those specimens for future analysis so that we, in much larger grants than the two we have now, can follow people over time to be early in detecting in this.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer. With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Skis. Dysfunction of the liver. So we need to be as early as possible so that we can intervene.
Dr. Maureen Lichtvell joining us, the Dean of Pitt's School of Public Health, talking about two NIH grants totaling nearly $1 million that have been awarded to the University of Pittsburgh. So, Dr. Lichtvell, as you look at the money that is coming in, how do you decide how to use that money? I mean, obviously, it costs money to do these things, to be able to collect those samples, to teach people how to do that. Is this just a portion of what it would cost, or will this fund the entire amount of research?
It will fund this amount of research, but it would not fund the very expensive, what we call biomarkers research, where we would look at what's really in people's blood. And so that would require a much larger, yes, $1 million is a big amount of money, but that will require a much larger amount of money for a much longer term of exposure, of funding. For example, these are two-year grants. We would want to look at five-year grants or a 10-year investment, because that's what it will take for us to make sure that we can monitor people's health.
You mentioned that vinyl chloride oftentimes can lead to cancers of the liver. Is that the only consideration, or are you also looking at this and saying, does this lead to other problems on down the line? Or is this very specific to the liver?
So this particular contaminant is specific to the liver, but it can also cause other effects. And, you know, when we started talking, Rick, about why we are so successful, because we put multidisciplinary teams together, very often, and unfortunate, the contaminants that leak are not a single one. And so in this case, too, we have a mixture of contaminants. And so a mixture of contaminants results in a mixture of exposures. And so we're not only concerned about the liver, but we're looking at other organ systems in the body as well. But for this short-term grant, we're focusing specifically on the liver. This is another reason why we're banking the biospecimen. So why we're holding, we're putting them in storage so that we can analyze further with larger grants.
We had a caller when I mentioned the fact that you had been the recipient of this particular grant, who basically was saying that because Norfolk Southern is government subsidized and the NIH money is government money, that they are expecting that you are going to find a certain thing, that the outcome in their mind was predetermined. What do you say to that? Help people to understand that you're not going into this, I presume, with any any preconceived notions as to what the outcome is going to be, correct?
You're absolutely correct. We are fully and totally independent. We are an independent academic institution. And if you would already found what you think you're going to find, then why compete? And so, no, it is totally independent. The government, especially the NIH, has nothing to do with our research. We will find what we will find, and we will find it with our community partners.
And then will it go out to peer review before it is ultimately given on to the NIH? Meaning, do other people in public health have to look at it to say, well, have you considered this or considered that? Or is this simply a gathering of information?
No, absolutely. What we will publish, it will go through peer review. But the first group of people who will get the results is the community. I am adamant about that. My entire career, we've done community-engaged research. And without that, science is meaningless.
How soon? I realize it's a couple of years, but does that mean we're looking at 3 years or 4 years before some of this comes back? Or will some of it be released as we go?
No, we will release as we go with this both studies. So the first study we talked about, the second study is particularly going to look at soil and air and water as well in the broader environment. And so both studies, as the results become available, we will share that. Both studies will be guided by a community advisory board. So the community will be involved from step one. All the way through the implementation.
She is the Dean of Pitt School of Public Health, Dr. Maureen Lichtfeld, an MD, and also has a master's in public health. Dr. Lichtfeld, thank you very much for being here and explaining to us how all this works. And again, congratulations on that funding from the NIH.
Thank you, Rick, for having me, and thank you for supporting our broader community.
Just really remarkable stuff that is happening right here, and it does. It says something about why Pitt is regarded so highly as being a top 10 institution when it comes to public health issues.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.